End of the Torah, Monday night, Rosh Hashanah Wise Book.
It says that the Master Rosh Chodesh is Zman Kapora. Chazal say that the right of bringing the Karbonas, children are protected from Cholim Roim. Master Sblot of Skudas. The Master, many Poskim say there's a Mitzvah of Mechabed Rosh Chodesh to a certain degree like Yom Tov. Just like Mechabed Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed, and therefore to a certain degree there's an Indian of being Mechabed. The Rosh Chodesh we saw, we have a Shulchan Aruch, sorry, let's get a Shulchan Aruch here. A Chelek Dalet. Oh, Moshe, I've got one. Thank you very much, Moshe. I've got one. Touch with Tess. Mitzvah laharabis with sudas Rosh Chodesh. The mitzvah to have increased the suda on Rosh Chodesh. The mitzvah to eat something special on Rosh Chodesh. Moshe Rua says already straight away, Ava gavda b'ikah habdin ein m'choy ulech od wama tukna b'chitha mazin. Not m'choy ta pas. Means b'ikah habdin was not m'choy ta bread for Rosh Chodesh, and you can use it with other things. If you do wash, you have bread, it looks like a big mile. There's a big mile of having bread. If you don't want to have bread, then it looks like you can have other food items. So we said yesterday that any food item that a person has, which is different to what he normally has, he has an extra food item. So Moshe, let's say he goes to the shop to buy an ice cream. Or he goes to the fruit shop, he buys an extra fruit. He buys something different. He buys a chocolate, which he doesn't normally have the rest of the time. That is a chelik called Rosh Chodesh, and your yotzer this mitzvah being mechad Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, but I'll say the best hiddur to do is to if you have one can have bread. We said yes, you don't have to have bread for both meals. Pashtus the ikah halacha is to have bread for the daytime meal. That was the ikah halacha. That was what we said yesterday. Then we said you can have sudas at night time. Mr. Brewer holds the ikka sudas in the daytime. Others hold, if you can't manage in the day, you can have it at night time. But Achad Chila wants to try and have it to in the daytime. It says yesterday from the Kavachayim, some people have bosa, some people have even yayin. And I say, it is all hidurim, but one should try and have at least something special for Rosh Chodesh. If it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, it's better to have one to try and eat pass on both days if one can. The hidurim apply to both if one can. Okay, this we said, yeah, finish off. Yes, everyone, yesterday. This applies to women as well. It's the same chiyum on women, being chabad Rosh Chodesh, with an extra meal, extra eating, applies to women the same as men. So it's also the same thing. That's what we said. Then we added that said in the middle of Birchas HaMazon, the Adyal of Yovei. Now this is interesting, actually. I've looked at it a bit today here, we hear this halacha, very interesting halacha. So what happens is, you're supposed to add the Adyal of Yovei at benching before Vnei Yerushalayim. If he didn't, he forgot. So that's clear. Once he said, okay, Lovinu Malkeinu, he's already started the fourth block, he's started with that up to there, he's had it, he does not go back. That's finished. He does not say Yalav Yavai, he's not looking to go back at all. The question is, why before that? So if a person really has before saying Shem Hashem of Boini Barachmos, he says, it's not said Baruch Atah Hashem Boini Barachmos, he said Baruch Atah. It's also Poshut. He goes back to Yalav Yavai. The big question, which I raised today, is a very interesting Shaila. Why would the son say Baruch Atah Hashem of Boini Barachmos? What should you do? You hear Moshe? Oh, sorry, Moshe. Yeah, someone said, thank you, Moshe Shkoyach. Someone said, Baruch Atah Hashem of Boini Barachmos. What should you do? Should you carry on Boini Barachmos Yishlai Amein? And then we said, yes, sir, there's another bracha you say for his Chodesh. And Moshe got, has he got over here, Moshe? Yeah. Baruch Atah, where is it?
It's the right page.
Yeah, it's the right page. But the bracha is, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chodesh Hashem, Osan, Rosh Echadosh, and Amelie Yisrael, the Koran. Should you say that? So you said, Baruch Atah Hashem of Boini Barachmos. Now you're stuck. I forgot Yalav Yavai. There's two options. Either you can carry on, say Baruch Atah Hashem, finish off Boini Barachmos Yishlai Amein, and then say this extra bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, and Akein HaMelech, Olam Hashem, Osan Rosh HaKadoshim, or do you say Lamdeni Chokecha, and go back to Yalav Yavai? So this is Machlokes. I thought yesterday it's Poshut that you finish off the bracha, but today I saw it's a Machlokes. Actually, some poskim say you say Lamdeni Chokecha, but it looks like many other poskim say you finish off the bracha, and then you make the new bracha afterwards. So that's a Machlokes. That is number one.
Can you make that new block anywhere between there and the end of benching?
No. That's clear. Once you come to the next day, once you say, okay, Lovinu, you finished. You can't make a block anymore. The question is now, I was asking a good question. If a person starts with, but he's finished Boyin Brachim and Shlam Amen, and he starts Boruch of the next Brach, and he realizes, oh no, that's the Yalavi of it. Can you now change that Boruch to this Brach of Asher Nosam? Again, B'machlokas, many poskim hold that once you start a Boruch, it's a Hesach Hadas, and you finish, you cannot go back now for Rish Chodesh. You cannot go back. Other possible, Hashem Azam said, this is a minute, as long as you've not, you said, just after Hashem, you came Melech Olam, you're up to Melech Olam, you realized you can divert it to Hashem Nosan Shabbos Lunucha. But once you said, after Olam, Melech Olam, Kael of Meal Kael, and you had it. Right? That's more or less what is these halachas over here. Okay. Also, it's a bit of Sarah Rachman Kashan and Sahoj Azer, too. Rock, that's also, it's not Ma'ak, we didn't do it, but that is also what we do. Now, very interesting halachas actually, it's very relevant actually today, sooner today. Let's say, for example, let's talk about normal day first, let's talk about normal Rish Chodesh. A person, let's start this way around, on Erev Rish Chodesh, a person had a meal, he washed. So let's just, Moshi, what time Shkia now? You know what time sunset is, Moshi?
I think it's
8:59. Okay, so let's say a person washed, let's say for example, at 8:30, before Shkia, he had a meal. He washed, had bread, holded the bread, ate his meal. At 11 o'clock he benches. Now 11 o'clock is Rish Chodesh ready. So let's say for example, 7:59. Okay, so I say before, he washed well before Shkia. So what did he do on, let's just say now, what was Rish Chodesh? That's not so good. Rish Chodesh on Sunday is not so good. Let's talk about Rish Chodesh is Tuesday. So on Monday night, before Shkia, a person washed, he had a meal with bread, all before Shkia. He carried on the meal went on right past Nacht. Right past Nacht. And he wanted to bench at 12 o'clock at night. Does he say Yalev Yovim in benching? So this is a straightforward case, Moshi. He started his meal at 8:30 before Shkia. He finished his yet the whole time, not past, let's say, for example. Let's say not past. So he finished eating past 8:45. He started off with past 8:30. It's every Rish Chodesh, it's not Rish Chodesh yet. 8:30 had a whole meal, and Mamashi enjoyed himself, a good meal. He carries on eating soup and meat, and afterwards he benched at 12 o'clock. Does he say Yalav Yavi?
Because he didn't have bread.
He had no bread when it was Rish Chodesh.
What? I know they have
12, 12.
What did they do
with
this?
Oh, Moshe, yeah, good question, yeah.
12,
12.
It should be in bed. It should go to bed.
That's a good question, Moshe. That's not to do with this. So, the Meister, why was then? So there the halacha is. If it ended after Tzitzis Achorim, now the halacha is like this. If no pas, because last the pas was eaten, then, let's start the way around. Let's say you ate because pas even after after Nacht. Let's talk about after Nacht, yeah? So let's say Nacht is, what time is Nacht Moshi? 9:15?
9:01 to 9:20.
Right, 9:01. So after Nacht, the person had a kazais of bread. Small bread of kazais, that's it. 9:15, had a kazais of bread. If he has bread after Nacht and it's Rish Chodesh, even though he started his meal, the main part of the meal might have been beforehand, he says, Yalev Yovai in benching. That is the halacha. 1 minute, Moshi. It's a bit complicated. Hold on 1 minute, Moshi. It's a good question we asked, but hold on 1 minute. Yeah, that's number one. That means even though the main part of the meal was eaten before Rish Chodesh, but since he had a kazayas of pas on Rish Chodesh itself, he does say Yalav Yavai. Now, if he did not have any kazayas of pas when Rish Chodesh came in, yeah, he did not eat a kazayas of pas after Tzitzis Achorim, he does not say Yalav Yavai. Oh, Moshe's chatting again. Moshe, you should be giving a shame, Moshe. Now, Moshe, a good question. What happens if a person went to the Maariv in the middle of the Suda? And it was Rish Chodesh. Again, let's say Monday, what was it? Monday night, it says Rish Chodesh. Monday afternoon, Monday, what time was he? Shkia is at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock or so. And Monday, 7:30, he starts his meal. He has loads of pus. And then he carries on eating his meal till 10 o'clock, but he has no more bread. So we said there's such a case there, no Yad Yavai. Even though 10 o'clock is Nacht for his Chodesh, but he's had no past then, he can't see Yad Yavai. So far, so good. Moses asked, what happens at 8:15 he went down to Mariv? So? Now, in Mariv, he's going to say Yad Yavai. What? But that is a type of sastra. It's a type of sastra, apostles say. To say Yalev Yovai in Mariv and not in benching arteries is contradictory. So in that case there, you say Yalev Yovai even in benching. Let me ask you a trick question. So how can it be that a person has bread before Rish Chodesh? He eats his whole bread before Rosh Chodesh. He has no bread, no pas on Rosh Chodesh, but he still says Yalev Yovai. So generally, the answer, you don't say Yalev Yovai. But if he daven Mariv after on Rosh Chodesh, before whatever it is, before he benched, he will then say Yalev Yovai.
The other way around as well tonight?
Comes that.
Happens to me as well.
That's the other one's more common, I think, yeah. Yeah, that's all right. So far, so good. A quick sikkum, what we just said, very simple. A person started the meal before Rish Chodesh, and he ate pas before Rish Chodesh. If he eats a kazayas or pas after Nacht, he had a kazayas or pas after Nacht on Rish Chodesh itself, even though the main part of the meal was eaten beforehand, he says, Yalev Yovai. If he'd had no pas after Rish Chodesh, then he does not say Yalev Yovai unless he's done Mariv in between, and he said Yalev Yovai Mariv, which was early. He now has to say Yalev Yovai in benching. That is the thing. Now, what's the case that you're asking around? You start on Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
Another interesting case. Now, let's take today, for example. So, the Moshe, let's say a Chasna tonight. Chasna, someone starts with Chasna at 8 o'clock tonight. For Shkia, no problem at all. He's in the middle of a meal. He has a desire to pass, no problem at all. And let's say he decides to bench. He stays at a meal and he benches long after Nacht. Let's say tonight they're going to bench at 11:30. No man between. He just sits at the table like a good boy. He has not gone off in the middle to go down Mariv. He sat at the table like he's supposed to. He stopped.
Yes.
No.
Moshi, because he started eating on Rosh Chodesh, Moshi.
It's finished,
but once, you have one good point what you're saying, but we start with the beginning of the meal. You look at the beginning of the meal. What happened at the beginning of the meal? Were you eating on Rosh Chodesh or not? If you were eating on Rosh Chodesh itself, you started doing after Rosh Chodesh, even though you're benching much later, since you have said, since you stepped
past.
Yeah, same as where it's left from. Exactly where it's left from.
So how does that happen?
Yeah, good question he was asking. The answer is, my friend, because we're talking about we eat a kazayas pas afterwards as well. That means if you didn't eat a kazayas pas after Ishkodesh, you'd have to go Basar Shkodesh sooner. But here, in my case that we spoke about, where a person starts the beginning of the meal before Rosh Chodesh. So you're right. If you look at that, then there's no chiyuv Yalev Yovai. But now that I eat a kazayas to pass on Rosh Chodesh, a new chiyuv sets in. Yeah, good question, actually. Yes, so far so good, Rabbi. He said it's Rosh Chodesh today. He went to the chasna. He started at 8 o'clock. He started his meal. He started his meal at 8 o'clock. And he benched, let's say, normally at Harpist Lemonat in between. He says, and he had passed then, he says, Yalev Yovai. Now, you're asking, why would he go to Daven Mariv in between? Now, if a person Daven's Mariv, either after 6 o'clock, before 6 o'clock, whenever it is, makes sense. Let's talk about Chiddush, even if he Daven's early, yeah? I mean, let's say a person Daven's Mariv at the chasna at 8:20. Can you Daven Mariv at 8:20 Moshi today? Is it Plaga Mincha? Let's say it's before Nach, yeah? He wants to have Mariv early. He can't wait. So he's had a bread meal at 8 o'clock. 8:20, there's a minion for Mariv. He goes out. Like, in that Mariv, he does not say Yalev Yovai, yeah? Because for him, it's finished with Chodesh. Now, when he benches, he cannot say Yalev Yovai. Because for him, it's a contradictory thing. How could it be in davening you've made it a weekday? It's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. Now you're going to bench and you do say Yalev Yovai. So in such a case there, we say, no Yalev Yovai. That is what happens, as far as I know. Now, I must say, some people are cholik on this, but that is the pashtus. Yeah, the pashtus is that in such a case, you do not say Yalev Yovai.
Is it better not to, and hence, and better Yalev Yovai, or... Is it okay to daven tonight?
Is it? Well, anything to him, not to daven. No, you're not going not to.
No, I'm saying, is it better to?
A good question. I don't know.
You lose the yard
yoga in
this case.
Yeah. So
is there a minor to?
I don't know. The answer, I don't know. I'm not sure. Is there a minor not to daven early?
You want to say
yard yoga? I don't know. Sorry? Yeah, it could also be. It's also a minor, maybe a minor. Okay, we've got other people going to remind you as well. That's also better, maybe. That's also okay. That's it passes. Let's just go over this case again as well. It's very interesting. So a person started to min on Rosh Chodesh, like today, and he benched, there's no matter between you, bench much later, 11:30 tonight, he says he had a Yovim benching. If he davened Maariv in between, then Pashas he does not say Yad Yovim. Now, I was sitting at Asna a few weeks ago, and this Shaila cropped up. Now, I remember I told him this halacha, actually, but then it came out, it wasn't so simple. I can't remember why it's different. The Maariv said, it's not quite possible, this halacha. As far as I can see now, this halacha is quite possible today. In such a case, one does not say Yad Yovim. One does not say. Maybe, in such a case there, maybe it's wrong to daven Maariv in that case there. Because there you're breaking off Yad Yovim. Really, you should be saying Yad Yovim. That case. Not also. Your case was beforehand. Yeah. This case here, I think, is different. Maybe it's worse. You shouldn't do that. Yeah? The other complicated question over here, Rabbi Yisrael, which is very complicated, I haven't got this clear, is what happens if someone, let's say Monday night is Rish Chodesh.
What about Rosh
Chodesh? Monday night is Rish Chodesh. And let's say, what time is Shki again? What time is sunset?
7:59.
What happens if someone washes at 7:59 and he wants to bench at 8:20? It's every Chodesh.
After Shkia.
He's washed after Shkia and he wants to bench during Shkia.
So he has to eat pass.
He hasn't eaten any pass.
He's eaten pass.
No, but after Shkia.
So what?
Yeah, after Shkia. He's had pass after Shkia.
No problem before that. Still to stay out of the oven.
No, I know you didn't know the case. It's again, Rabbi, you say every Rosh Chodesh. It's Monday night Rosh Chodesh. At Nacht is 9:15, let's say. At 8 o'clock, a person washes. It's been a shmoshes. He washes, and he benches at 8:30. He's passed the whole time from 8 o'clock to 8:30. Does he say Yalav Yovi? Pashtus, there's no Yalav Yovi. Because it's not Vada Rosh Chodesh yet. The other way around, what happens if a person washed during Rosh Chodesh, let's say tonight, he washed, let's say at 8:30, and he benched at 11 o'clock. Does he say Yalav Yovi?
Of course.
Bein HaShmoshes, the sopik might be the end of the day, really.
Oh, he washed.
He washed today Bein HaShmoshes at 8:15. And he carried on eating, and the mice, he wants to bench at 11 o'clock. That seems to be a bit of a question of error, what you do. It's a bit machlokes, what you do. Some say you can say Yalav Yovi, some say you can't. That's an interesting question. Okay. Now, another interesting point, which is also, I'm glad, please be aware, we make a brocha achrona, and in the brocha achrona, you also add in some extra words, and you say, Zachreya Tobi Yom Rishachrishazeh. Yeah, in your Alamich, your Alapayrus, where is Alagefen? Why am I someone missed out? And he started off, Ki'atha Hashem Tobi Yom Rishachrishazeh, and he realized he's not said Zachreya the Tobi Yom Rishachrishazeh. Does he go back?
No.
Now that's clear. If he finished the brocha and he's not said v'zachrein, it's not ma'akev at all. The question is, what to do now? So here, many poskim say, even though you said v'zachrein, the term Yerushka is there, Giyat Hashem Tov Meid, it's Hashem's name, but since you've not finished the brocha, you should go back. You should go back to say v'zachrein, the term Yerushka is there, and carry on like normal and finish off the brocha. So that's another interesting halacha, is that even though you said Hashem's name, so I would have thought, since it's not Ma'akim, you should go back. Am I the possible thing? You do go back and you finish off this brach over here. So that is more or less the halachas of Rosh Chodesh if a person forgets to do Yad Vavai. Okay, everybody, so shkoyach. Shkoyach.